Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. We're third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I know that's pretty scary, folks, but this is what you got, and as long as I can draw breath, we're going to keep doing it. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm the reason for all this mayhem, and some of my co-conspirators include our good friend Leo Haviland. LeoHaviland.com, right, Leo?
Yes, sir.
And they can find your book there, and they can find your column. What do you do, 3-4 columns a week?
I don't write that many columns, usually one long essay a month, sometimes two.
They're outstanding, folks. You'll get smarter when you read them. So I encourage you to find out whatever Leo does. His book is called Words on the Street. You can find that wherever books are sold. Leo, wrap it up for us. What are we looking at for 2018? Take the macro, like the dollar and all that stuff that we have a hard time understanding here on Main Street. Take all of that and all that volatility and find the implications for us out here on Main Street.
The various marketplaces and political scene intertwine quite closely, despite the apparent peacefulness of some of the stock and interest rate marketplaces in the U.S. and elsewhere. We need to watch U.S. corporate earnings to see if they grow after this tax cut. One also needs to focus on the dollar, particularly against, say, the euro and the Chinese currency. What happens if U.S. interest rates go up? That's going to affect Main Street and Wall Street and also the stock marketplaces.
Well, we know the Fed's going to raise rates a couple of times minimum this year.
Yes. And not only is that significant, but what happens if the European Central Bank stimulus not only declines somewhat, but they say that they're going to cut back on it? You're concerned that the great easing will become less powerful could impact stock marketplaces as well as interest rate marketplaces. And we have to keep in mind, too, that this great easing by central banks has been an effort to keep populism, whether left-wing or right-wing, at bay. And those forces remain strong despite the great trough and easing and that central banks around the globe have created.
Leo, out here on Main Street, when we see Wall Street complaining about or responding to a little higher interest rates, having the run that they've had now for the last 6 or 7 years, and having the tax cut that they just got, for them to get all fidgety about a little bit of interest going up, it sure sounds like some whining to us. What do you think?
Whining, whimpering, sibling.
Unjustified. Unjustified. Grow up, right. Grow up, people. Join the rest of the world. We're out here making a living. Grow up and get some dirt under your fingernails. Am I wrong about that, Leo?
You're absolutely right, Jim. We agree.
Do you think corporate America will reinvest these dollars like they're purporting to, or will they find another financial outlet for it?
The experts seem to, on balance, say that the amount of reinvestment in the United States from the larger corporations likely will be less than many expect or hope for. My sense, assuming these experts are right, is that sort of talk was used to help generate the significant tax cuts, which heavily favor the larger businesses.
Right.
So there's a divergence between the rhetoric and the probable reality.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. One last question on that: will the money, the repatriated discount, the discount on the repatriated money, the trillions of dollars that corporate America has overseas, I'm sure some of that money will come back, one question is, will they reinvest it either? It's a different pot of money than this other money. But my question is, will that not also encourage them to reinvest more overseas?
if persons have been making money overseas, and if labor costs and other considerations, including where their demand for their products and services are overseas, that doesn't necessarily indicate that all the money they have in offshore locations will come rushing back over here. And even if some does come here, there should be some concern as to whether it'll be spent on share buybacks and other schemes rather than reinvestment.
At some point in time, aren't they going to run out of shares to buy back in consolidation? Aren't they going to have to say, hey, why don't we put this in the economy? At some point, is that not going to happen, Leo, quickly?
Let's hope so.
If there's a God in heaven, right? Hey, Leo, come back. Let's have a good 2018 together.
Thanks for having me on your show.
Leo Haviland, ladies and gentlemen. Put a .com on the end of his name and you'll get smarter, I promise you. I've got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.